I was on one of the diocesan priest retreat this week at a retreat center outside of Ligonier, and the retreat center had a path through the woods called Meditation Trail, and I walked along it. There are icons along the trail, along the path. There was evidence of the 17-year locust, not only in the ground and on the bushes, but in the air. You could hear them making all kinds of a racket, in addition to the sound of birds. I saw a deer in the distance run away. I saw a fawn near a small pond on the way out of the woods. It was a nice experience. I went back the next day, Wednesday. I didn't see any deer. I didn't see any fawn. But in the process of looking, I tripped over a stone and fell on the ground. The sound of chipmunks laughing was louder than the sound of the cicadas in the trees. You know, we take it for granted, but our breathing is essential for living. We all know that. As newborns, evidently, we breathe 30 to 60 times a minute. The rate slows down as we grow older. For older children, roughly 15 to 20 times, and for adults, roughly 12 to 20 times a minute. In addition to pulling in oxygen into our system, we breathe out to extinguish birthday candles, to send dry dandelions in the wind, and to blow kisses to kids. We breathe into balloons. We breathe into little plastic swimming pools that don't last very long. We sometimes breathe into air mattresses at campsites. We even use our breath to resuscitate a person who might be having a health emergency. The Word of God speaks about the breath of God on this Feast of Pentecost. Just as the breath of God brought Adam and Eve to life, Jesus breathes upon the scared to death disciples, and he enlivens them with the gift of the Holy Spirit. The disciples are given the gift of peace, and then they are commissioned, they are sent to be peacemakers for others. On the day of Pentecost, the breath of God is described or experienced as a strong driving wind. The church comes to life, and the disciples are able to speak in all kinds of different languages so that all people of every nation are able to hear about the mighty deeds of God. The Pentecost experience is described as causing confusion, amazement, astonishment. And the Pentecost sequence that we just sung, while almost taking our breath away, gives us the good news that the Holy Spirit of God is present within us during all kinds of different life experiences. And the Spirit of God provides us with what we need during those experiences. Divine light during times of darkness, comfort during times of difficulty, sweet refreshment when we're tuckered out. The Spirit of God dwelling within provides healing and strength, cleansing and warmth, guidance and salvation. Whatever experience we're going through, the Spirit of God present within us and among us provides what we need. And just as in the Genesis story, God breathed into the clay of the earth and the human person became a living being, so now the risen Christ breathes into his disciples and we become a new creation, a creature living by the breath of God. And since we live by the Spirit, we are called upon to join in the work of the Spirit. And in the gospel we heard, the Spirit unifies, the Spirit brings together God's holy people. And the path to unity is so often through the forgiveness of sins. Sin separates us. Sin separates us from God. Sin separates us from one another. And if we hold on to the sins that separate, separation continues. But if we let go, if we forgive, then unity develops. Are we holding on or letting go? The church is in need of a type of respiratory therapy. We need to breathe in deeply God's breath, God's Holy Spirit. Saint Cyril of Alexandria, Egypt, a 5th century bishop and theologian, wrote, "All of us who have received the Holy Spirit are, in a sense, blended together with one another and with God." What an image. Because of the Holy Spirit, we are blended together with one another and with God. And so the mission of the church is the mission of Jesus, and what we do is done in His name under the influence of God's Holy Spirit. And as long as we breathe, we each breathe in divine life. What are the gifts we bring to the altar? What are the gifts we're sharing with church and with the community? Like a refreshing drink, we've been blended together so that those who thirst for God and goodness can be refreshed. The next time you make Kool-Aid, lemonade, iced tea, or something stronger, remember that we're blended together. We're blended together with God, and we're blended together with each other. And we, and perhaps most especially you, are called to breathe new life into the church. This week, be a breath of fresh air. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Renew the face of the church, renew the face of the earth.